Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World special report. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. Humboldt County, Northern California, 6.4 magnitude earthquake. Jeff, a very good day to you. You Californians are casual about earthquakes. This gets my attention because I remember Humboldt County is one of those parts of California that wants to secede. What do we know about the quake and are they continuing the tumblers? Good day to you, Jeff.
Good day, John. The earthquake hit at about 2:34 a.m. Pacific time, 6.4, which is sizable. I mean, that's something that really tends to shake a wide area and does a lot of damage. And indeed, it did do quite a bit of damage to infrastructure and residential homes. Now, thankfully, only two people were hurt and appears those injuries were relatively minor. But we're still looking at dozens of aftershocks as we go through the day. The largest of those was 4.6, which is, again, no small thing. But we'll have to wait and see what happens, because you can't always predict if that's going to be the end of the aftershocks or if the one that was the biggest one is the biggest in a series of earthquakes. Sometimes you can get others later on that are even bigger. Also, the good news is there was no tsunami expected from the quake.
You sent me a photograph of a cracked highway. So I'm presuming there's damage that needs to be repaired. Was that unusual, what I saw, Jeff? The bridge was out of commission.
That's right. The Fern Bridge near Ferndale. Now, this is all happening about 5 hours drive north of San Francisco. It did a lot of damage to infrastructure. The Fern Bridge is an older bridge. That's going to take some time to repair. Thankfully, the highways and the freeway bridges, overpasses and such in that area seemed to be okay. Didn't seem to sustain any damage, but inspection teams are still out there looking around. They've got quite an area to cover. It's kind of spread out and not very, you know, it's kind of sparsely populated. But it'll be a few days before we know the real extent of the damage.
Do I remember correctly that Humboldt County is one of those parts of California that wants to secede and form its own state?
There's a portion there, yes, up in the northern part of California, where there are large groups of voters who have been trying to secede from California for some time, create their own state called the State of Jefferson, which is more libertarian or even right-leaning. They're definitely not happy with how things are run in Sacramento.
So we go from the earthquake. Oh, and Jeff, as I recall, having been through the 94 quake in Orange County, there are days of tumblers afterwards. Is that correct? Or do you have them so routinely you don't even pay attention?
No, after a large quake like this, you'll have sizable tumblers, aftershocks that you'll feel. As I pointed out, there was one that was 4.6 already, which is sizable. That's a big enough quake in itself normally to shake up people, so to speak. But, you know, you're going to have threes and fours and twos for the next probably several weeks.
You tell me there was a warning system. What's it like, Jeff?
There's a new app that was developed that they continue to improve as time goes along. And this time, the people who had the app on their phones, it gave them about 10 minutes to notice ahead of time, told them to take cover, duck in cover, you know, get away from windows, that type of thing. So it appears we're moving ahead with that type of warning system, which is great to hear for California and everybody else on the Pacific Rim.
Yes, but being warned at 2:30 in the morning doesn't sound optimum. That would not wake a lot of people unless it was a very loud sound on your app.
Well, I believe it's a lot like the ones they have for when children are taken or seniors go missing. It's a loud, blaring sound, not unlike the old emergency broadcast system. And my guess is when that, I've heard it before on other people's phones, and when it goes off, it catches your attention.
We go to the new mayor in Los Angeles, Karen Bass, immediately an emergency plan for homeless. What is the proposal?
The proposal is to move as many people as they can off the streets and into what they call supportive housing. So this can include hotels, shelters, new facilities they're either building or will build in the future. She gives kind of a more realistic answer when they ask her, what's it going to look like after 4 years when your first term's done? She says, well, I think we'll have made an impact. And that's about as, you know, as excited as she gets about it. She wants to cheer it on and be optimistic, but she also realizes how bad the homeless situation is that she's inherited.
Are they concentrating on one kind of camp? I think I read in the news that it was for those who erected tents on the sidewalks, which are quite spectacular. I remember you sending me a photograph of a two-story encampment in, I believe it was in Beverly Hills. So is this just about the camps with tents, or is this also about those RVs that never move?
It's all part of that. You know, there are many cities in California, not just L.A. I'm thinking Palo Alto and others who've been working on the RV thing. And they call them zombie RVs because what they really are just old RVs that are parked on the side of the road and the people live in them and operate out of them, whatever they do in them. They don't go anywhere. They just sit there. And so they serve as kind of a next step up from what we see as the tents on the side of the road. A lot of those have tended to be kind of dens of iniquity where we have a lot of drug problems and crime happening. So they want to move those off. And a number of them have been torched by fellow homeless who get mad that they're not included in them, can't use them for whatever purpose. And so they burn them. So they've had problems with arson as well.
P-22, the final fate of P-22 reported as euthanasia, but he was sicker than we knew, I understand.
He was very sick. He had a parasitic infection. He was in stage two kidney failure. He also had suffered a number of injuries related to collisions with cars. And so he had a broken occipital bones around his eye. He had a bad healing skull from a previous accident. And then just a few days before he died or before he was captured, he'd been hit again. And that had forced all of his internal organs up into his body. And so, you know, the poor thing was slowly dying as a result of that collision. So, you know, mercifully, they euthanized him.
And P-22, the festival for P-22, will it go on, Jeff? I mean, he's a legend now.
I'm guessing it will. I'll tell you, I've not seen this kind of outpouring of grief in L.A. in a long time. I mean, we've had candlelight vigils, and they've had what amounts to a prayer meeting where, you know, hundreds of people showed up in Griffith Park to mourn him and talk about their encounters with him. It's really something. I mean, for people getting that worked up about a cat, but he was important to the community.
Hawaii, part of Pacific Watch. There's an octopus farm, and the debate is it cruel to construct an octopus farm to feed people? Jeff, you're a veteran of the Nautilus of Disney, I understand. You survived the attack of the giant squid. Is that correct?
In a manner of speaking, yes. I'm not going to pretend it's the same thing, but yeah, I did have a stint on the subs at Disneyland.
Now, Jeff and I have a happy memory of 20,000 Leagues Below the Sea, because that story was rendered by the Disney studios. I believe it was the 1950s and 1960s. Kirk Douglas was the star. James Mason was Captain Nemo. And Jeff, Kirk Douglas's sidekick, who was he?
Peter Lorre, of all people. People would have never guessed that he'd be the seafaring type, but he was there with him.
And the giant squid that attacked that Nautilus was the scariest thing I ever saw at the time I first saw that movie. I said to myself, there are monsters in the world. Take this seriously. Were you scared when you first saw it, Jeff?
Heck yeah. We had a friend whose dad worked for Disney, and he brought the films home and showed them to us kids. And I just remember sitting in that dark room watching that squid go after Kirk Douglas and the whole crew and thinking, I'm never getting back in the ocean, and I'm probably never going to be able to sleep again.
The Disney World in Florida had a Nautilus exhibit that was shut the first time I ever got there, and I never got to ride on it. Was there talk that the Nautilus episode was cruel, anything like that, Jeff? We have a few seconds.
No, they never mentioned that. I think, since then they've gone to the Finding Nemo, and I think they're just going, attracting more kids and going with the marketing.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The earthquake was in Humboldt County, well to the north of San Francisco. But as we know, the whole of California is moving towards Japan. eventually. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.